This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In West Bengal, campaigning is in full swing ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections, 242 seats scheduled for the 29th of this month. Prime Minister, senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally today at Panihati in support of party candidates. The Prime Minister said the high voter turnout in the first phase reflected the public mood for change. Mr. Modi declared that after the results on the 4th of next month, the state would be freed from corruption, syndicate raj, insult to women, infiltration and unemployment.
कल पहले चरण के मतदान ने तृणमूल के महाजंगल राज के अंत का उद्घोष कर दिया है. साथियों, ये बंगाल में नई क्रांति की बेला है. ये क्रांति आपके एक वोट से होगी. हम मिलकर बंगाल को अनेक कष्टों से आजादी दिलाएंगे.
Senior BJP leader Union Minister Amit Shah today claimed that his party is headed for a strong performance after the first phase of assembly election polling. Addressing a press conference in New Town in Kolkata, he said the BJP is likely to win more than 110 of the 152 seats that went to polls in the first phase. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee is campaigning in Bhavanipur, while Abhishek Banerjee, General Secretary of the Trinamool Congress, will hold election meetings and road shows at several places in Howrah and South 24 Porganas today. On West Bengal record voter turnout in the first phase of assembly elections, Congress MP Rajiv Shukla said that it is surprising and a very good thing that so many people have participated in the voting. Talking to reporters, Mr. Shukla added that the true impact of the voter participation will only be clear once the election results are announced. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, three of his Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadda, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal, have announced to quit the party. Briefing made in New Delhi today, Mr. Chadda announced that he will join the BJP along with several other AAP MPs in the upper house of parliament. He said they have decided that the two-third members belonging to the AAP in Rajya Sabha will merge with the BJP. Government has said domestic LPG supply across the country is smooth and no dryout has been at any distributor. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said that the government is ensuring that supplies of domestic LPG continue without any disruption amid the evolving situation in West Asia. She said that home delivery of LPG cylinders are being facilitated and advised consumers to opt online, book and avoid rushing to distributor showrooms directly. Ms. Sharma added that commercial LPG supply has been restored up to 70%. She said that petrol and diesel supplies in the country are also adequate and no dryout has been reported at any petrol pump. Director of the Ministry of Ports and Shipping and Waterways, Mandeep Singh Randhawa, said that the government continues to engage with every stakeholder to ensure the welfare of all Indian seafarers and uninterrupted maritime operations. Additional Secretary, Gulf, in the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim R. Mahajan, said that government's efforts are focused on ensuring the safety, security and welfare of the Indian community in the region. Spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said the ministry is closely following all developments in regard to the West Asia crisis. The Supreme Court has ruled that no court can compel a woman, especially a minor, to carry a pregnancy against her will. A bench of Justices B.V. Nagaratna and Ujjal Bhuiya today permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her over 7-month pregnancy, emphasizing that a woman's reproductive autonomy must be given the highest priority. An Indian delegation visited Washington, D.C. from the 20th to the 23rd of this month for advancing talks on a proposed bilateral trade agreement with the United States. The Minister of Commerce informed that building on the joint framework which took place on 7 February for an interim trade pact, both sides held intensive in-person discussions to refine its details and push broader negotiations forward. In IPL cricket today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.